Excuse me. This is called A Cripple. Little by little, you'll fade away, because I start to read some that I sort of like. I never really like them a whole lot, but if somebody calls on me to defend them, I'll do it to the death. But, you know, you'll just sort of fade, and I'll just, I might even start dancing across the stage. That's self-love, egotism. This is called A Cripple, which is not funny. It's not a funny poem. It's about, I have a friend who's crippled, and I was very touched by the inhumane treatment he often receives. Like, when he takes a girl out, or used to, guys would pick a fight with him. He's on crutches, you know? It's just like a really sick thing. We both call ourselves social outcasts, and we are. I, for a number of reasons, which I won't go into because they're too complicated, but he, because he's crippled and he's poor. To be poor is bad enough, but to be crippled and poor is even worse. The cripple. I pull my legs from the floor as I would two weeds, gently, pretending my roots have remained in the soil that once held me upright in the palm of its hand. In the roads of black thread I walked, sowing years. Instead, the itch deep in my heel cries from its mouth one thorn after another. Sorry, sometimes my mind's running ahead of the things I'm doing, and I just sort of forget right in the middle what I'm reading.